ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री राजोवाच दृष्टाच्युताभ्याम् यत् पापं जानन् अपि आत्मनो अहितं करोति भूयो दिवसा प्रायश्चितम् प्रायश्चितम् अतो गतम् श्रीराजोवाच दृष्टश्रुताभ्यां यत् पापम् जानानप्यात्मनो हितम् करोति भूयो विवश प्रायश्चित्तमतो कथम्
Translation. I have actually seen that one who becomes a criminal by committing sinful acts is punished by the government's law. But although rebuked, he does the same thing again. One also hears from the scriptures spoken by learned scholars that committing sin throws one into hell in the next life. Nevertheless, although he has received full experience through seeing and hearing, which are the sources of practical knowledge, he is forced repeatedly to commit sins and again perform acts of atonement. What then is the value of such atonement?
Dhristasutam dhyanjam jat papam janan napyatmano hitam karoti bhuya vivasa prayaschittam athopatam. This is intelligence. Maharaj Parikshit is Vaishnav and his inquiry was how this man who are rotting in this hellish condition can be relieved. That was his question. So,
what is it?
So you have become very kind. But
he cannot suffer anger. For example, that's why two missions. To save the devotee and to annihilate the non-devotee. But yet, as God the Lord of the world is better than he is, and it is. But alas, there is some class, either the way or the other. It should be noted that all the passengers are destined to God by the will of God and they come together and it is. Because without the instruction of the free, or nothing can be done.
But for some reason, Father is not unkind. But when Father denies the same facility he is giving to the other child, that does not mean he is unkind.
The devotee is suffering from some evil conditions. And he, feeling very much obliged to Krishna, it is your great mercy that I have come. This is you. He's suffering and he's taking it as great mercy of God. Anukampa, anukampa means mercy. So it is your mercy. Tatte anukampa, sukhamukshamana, punyana, eva, mukhitam. You know the same thing. That a man suffers on account of his past sinful activities or present sinful activities. His past or present doesn't matter. He wants a sinful, then he must be punished. He said, he has received Drishto. Drishto means by direct experience. That is experience, everyone thinks that it feels, he is, this is our direct experience. He has committed theft, and therefore he has been by the police. This is our direct experience. And, Sutta Vyam, by Vyami, wrongly also, all of these things, whatever it is. And the law of it is telling that he will commit death, then he will punish in prison or sin punish. Or if you commit murder, then he will be hanged. This is called Sudhavyam. But yes, we have got two senses. One by the knowledge acquired senses. Practical. So, Drishto means our eyes are working and we see that the imminent is at a state of dispersion. And Sudo means knowledge. That you get a knowledge from both. But then we have got two senses. Not two senses, but ten senses. Five senses, knowledge gathering, and five senses, yes, and knowledge working. So, Vishnu Sutta means by two senses, two kinds of senses. Knowledge gathering, senses, and working. We are experienced by two kinds of senses. The Purishis Maharaj says that, a person, and a sinful person. He is getting experience from the both kinds of this discussion of God. And by that experience he knows that this is not good. This is a sinful act. Just like in your country. In each serious serious packet. But he is written there
in Sanskrit for the help.
So, he knows this, that I am smoking something, which is detrimental to my health. But why this is his question. Why still call now for smoking, sometimes he gets from that something comes in the heart. So he goes to the doctor and he takes medicine and he is cured, then again comes. Again we decide. What is suffering from feeling and he is suffering so much, the doctor gives the prescription. And so on, so on. Then after being cured, again. That is it is not that the man always commits sinful activity without knowledge. No. The full knowledge. So if one cannot sinful activity, then what is the meaning of this atonement? He said, you commit some sinful activity and go to the child and say that place of Madhana, or King Pur, the hell is conscious as the king of Jalans, for Buddha. Actually, he's the king in the jungle, everyone is afraid of him, so far. There will be any time to be afraid of the lion. So, if the lion is praised by some small animal, does it mean the lion is not enemy? Has it any value? Like the human being? No. It's still an animal. Even though the small animals are training, even more, they become president. But who is being more than another animal? The Indian civilization has the king or the president or the ruling chief must be representative of God. That is one. Therefore, he is fine in the Bhagavad Gita. Even the other side of the book, the Bhagavad Gita was understood by Radhas. Radhasi means, Radha means king, and Rishi means great sun-keeper, Radhasi. So, education, culture is meant for the higher two class, the Brahmin and the Kshatriya. Education means for them, those are intelligent. For that, education is not for mass knowledge, it's for mass education. Mass education means it will produce undesirable judgments, that's all. So, the belief system is, there must be, first of all, the most intelligent class of man. They should be given education out of the town. Self-control. How? How to control the mind? How to control the senses? Samadhama, satyam. How to become truthful? So some. How to become clean? Samadhama, satyam, satyam. The vichar. How to become foreign? And the one. How to become simple? No interviews. Namo namo sattam sattam. Partially knowing God means impartial or
Valuable man, well managed.
Thank you.